From the four corners of Southern California, this is The Hot Seat, and you're in it with me, Max Schwartz. It starts right now. Today on the phone I have is the fifth candidate for the third district seat on the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors to call into The Hot Seat, Rudy Melendez. How are you, Mr. Melendez? Thank you for taking the time to call in.
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Max?
Fine, thank you. And I would like to let everyone know that this is a continuation of the Hot Seat's Board of Supervisors candidate series. I'd like to remind everybody that I will be sticking to my election protocol. You can hear what it is by listening to my election interview notes. Now, I have lots of questions for the candidates and not a lot of time, so without further ado, let's get started. Why do you want to be a member of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors?
Max, I want to be elected to the board so I can serve Los Angeles County residents with a clear, unbiased and fiscally responsible approach to LA County government oversight.
Okay. And why or how do you believe you know the 3rd District well enough to represent it on a very powerful governmental body?
Well, I believe I represent the 3rd District very well as a stakeholder for over 18 years. I've lived in West LA, Venice Beach, Los Feliz, and I currently live in North Hollywood near Studio City.
What is your current position and or what did you do in the past that makes you think you are qualified to sit on the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors?
Well, I believe I'm qualified because I'm willing to work hard and I'm able to do so. And I work in the film industry and I know what hard work is and I know how problems solve in order to get the job done.
Okay, so for purposes of clarification, would you mind telling people what you do in the film industry?
I'm a film lighting technician.
Okay. And what have you done in the past, for the past part of the answer, that makes you believe you're qualified?
I beg your pardon?
What have you done in the past that makes you believe you're qualified?
I've been in business for 10 years. I was recently elected to the Los Feliz Neighborhood Council in 2012. At that time, it was the Greater Griffith Park Neighborhood Council. And about 6 months after getting elected, my wife and I moved to the San Fernando Valley. And, so I had a little bit of experience working with the Neighborhood Council. Outside from that, I'm really kind of I'm not a seasoned politician. I'm sort of a political newcomer, I guess, maybe.
Okay. And if a 3rd District resident were to come up to you and ask why they should vote for you, what would you say?
I think the reason a 3rd District resident should vote for me is simple. I'm not obliged to special interest groups. I don't owe any political favors, and I'm not for sale. And I would say I represent you as a resident of the 3rd District.
Okay. And why should 3rd District residents trust you?
Third District residents should trust me because my parents taught me right from wrong.
Okay. Would you mind elaborating on that?
I don't really know what more to say. I'm pretty much a stand-up guy, I think.
But in terms of right or wrong, in terms of government, what does that mean? How do you believe that will, how will that apply to you holding a government office?
Well, I've already completed ethics training, I think when most people hear about all the scandals and political fallout and corruption, in California and in LA City Council and so on and so forth, I think people are tired of hearing about that kind of thing, and it's not who I am. I'm a stand-up guy. I'm married. I'm a good guy. I think, I'm like the guy you want to go out and have a beer with. I don't have skeletons in my closet, and I want to make LA a better place. I don't know what else I can say. I have a good role model. My parents taught me right from wrong.
Okay. And if you are elected, how will you work with the other elected officials whose districts lie within the 3rd District?
Well, if I were elected a supervisor, I would ensure there's cooperation, collaboration, and respect for any elected official making an effort to improve the quality of life standards in LA County.
And moving on now, there will be a new first district supervisor, a new sheriff, and a new assessor. How will you work with your colleagues on the Board of Supervisors to do what is best for your constituents and the county as a whole?
Well, I believe it is the responsibility of the supervisors to hold the sheriff and his department accountable. The board is empowered to develop and implement policies correcting current or past problems of prisoner abuse, harassment, cliques, etc. in the department. And it's fundamental the sheriff's department lead by example, and I believe they are capable of doing so.
Okay, but in terms of working with your colleagues on the Board of Supervisors, how will you work with your colleagues?
Well, I would hope that we could find some, harmony, and I think it's the responsibility of the Board of Supervisors to have more oversight over the county sheriff.
You're responding to a question I have about the sheriff's department, but in terms of actually working with individual members and with the other members to work together, what are you willing to do to make that happen? What do you plan to do to make that happen?
The idea would be to find a common goal, to collectively have, a voice that, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, Max. I have not met the other supervisors. I don't know, who they are, the kind of people they are, but I'm willing to learn who they are and learn how to work with them.
Okay.
Being in the film industry, you work with lots of different egos and attitudes, and you have to be able to get along with people, and that's what I'm good at. I'm really good at meeting people. I can get along with just about anybody.
Okay, and
if we have a difference of opinion, I think there's always room to find some common ground and create some harmony.
Okay. And how will you work with the new sheriff to reform the department and ensure it does not continue to go downhill?
Well, I think in order to restore integrity and ensure, I think I already spoke to that, Max, and that's, I think that fundamental that the sheriff's department lead by example, and I believe they're capable of doing so.
Okay. How will you get them to lead by example?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about having some citizens commission and oversight, and I think that's, something that might help, but I think if the right man is elected sheriff, then, it can't get any worse than it is now. So I believe that the right man is elected, that problem will correct itself.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's what we expect of the sheriff that's to be elected. That's what we expect to happen.
Okay, and I would like to go back to your earlier remarks about the sheriff's department, and you said that you, as a supervisor, the supervisor should supervise the sheriff, and how do you plan on doing that if the sheriff is independently elected?
Well, I'm not saying that I think the role of the supervisor is to have oversight over the sheriff. I know the sheriff is independently elected, but supervisors and the sheriff's department have to work together. Angelinos need to see a sheriff's department that is working, that's healthy, that has a good relationship with the community, and so we have to regain that trust.
What specifically, for purposes of clarification, what specifically will you do to work with the sheriff?
Well, I would hope that we could find, a healthy working relationship that, you know, addresses the problems that you're dealing with now and resolve those. I mean, there's really no easy answer. It's going to take a lot of hard work, and people have to look themselves in the mirror and really roll up their sleeves and say, how are we going to fix this problem?
Okay.
There's some serious problem. There's a lot of problems that are going on, and we have to correct them.
Okay. And how will you work with the new assessor to assure properties are assessed fairly, integrity returns to the office, and what happened under the current assessor does not happen again?
Okay, I've gotten a little ahead of myself. I think in order to restore integrity and ensure fair property evaluations, county supervisors and the county's chief executive office must oversee the newly elected county assessor. And I think the Board of Supervisors and the LA County CEO must share the blame for what's occurred in the past. Supervisors are supervised. That is what the job requires you to do. It can't be more clear.
And how do you plan to oversee the assessor once again if that person, he or she, is independently elected?
Well, it's the responsibility of the LA County CEO and the LA County Board of Supervisors to have, I mean, I can't believe what has gone on in the past. It's like, who is watching the cookie jar? You know what I'm saying? There has to be oversight, and there has to be more transparency, and we have to ask more questions. You can't expect to have your property taxes lowered because you make a contribution to somebody's campaign. It's unacceptable, and that's got to stop.
Okay. And what will you do to help the assessor modernize the office?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I did some research, and I think in order to modernize the assessor's office, we must first identify what are the problems. And I think most experts would suggest the need for automation and the introduction of a system, and I'm quoting here, that offers a platform for taxpayers and tax authorities to interact in a more transparent and confidential manner while also providing valuable information to the taxpayer. For example, a system that has the capacity to handle a robust framework for tax roll assessment, collection, audit, objection appeals, document handling, reporting, external system integration, system administration, and accounting for each user, as well as to strengthen governance and transparency with fair and equal treatment of taxpayers. Unquote.
Where are you quoting from?
Well, from resources that I looked at to better understand the concepts of, like, you know, what the problems are, and these aren't my ideas. That's, I want to be clear that I think that they're, from what I'm reading and what I'm educating myself about, these seem to be realistic approaches to, like, changing the culture of where we've been in the past.
And just so people know, because I'm sure people will want to know, what resources are you using to get this information?
Well, I'm just studying, like, on the internet, looking at, I'm trying to educate myself about all the issues that are important.
Do you have specific website names, though? Because I'm sure people would want to know where their candidate is getting information from.
Well, I'm getting information from very specific, commissions and things that, other government agencies are using to streamline their processes. I mean, I just want to be clear that, I'm learning as I go along. It's very complex. From what I'm learning, Max, LA County supervisors have a very complex job overseeing almost 40 different agencies in the county. And I don't think anyone that's running for office knows all the ins and outs of everything that goes on. So, I'm doing this all on my own. I don't have a staff that's feeding me this stuff. I'm, looking and searching and reading as much information I can find come up with some realistic, pragmatic solutions to, like, how we can improve things.
Okay. And when you say you're looking at and researching other government agencies, are you referring to other county agencies, or what level of government?
Everything. County governments, other countries, you know, different, just to understand, like, I'm not a tax assessor pro. I'm trying to understand the process of how it works. And so I'm looking at everything I can get. I'm just reading as much stuff that I can read and just really trying to educate myself about how things work.
Okay. And going back to the original question, how will you monetarily help the assessor modernize the office?
Well, I mean, there's a budget that I'm understanding. There's a budget that's recently been released, and I mean, there's got to be money in there somewhere. You know, I'm not talking about like overhauling everything, but in order just to upgrade the existing protocols that they have now, there's got to be a way to find the money. Do this.
Well, if the assessor came and asked for money in the $100 million range-ish, would you vote to the best of your ability, as you can answer the question, would you vote to give the assessor money to modernize the office?
I would support additional funding. I don't think it would cost $100 million, nor should it. I think that's an obnoxious amount of money, and it shouldn't cost that much. I mean, we're talking about just implementing a very simple, like, streamlined, you know, tax assessment, like, program. There's got to be something out there, you know, that we can just implement that doesn't require $100 million. It's just unrealistic to think that that's what it's going to cost.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly what it would cost next, but it's not going to cost $100 million.
Okay. I use that figure because that's the number I've heard tossed around. Now, moving on now back to the Los Angeles County Sheriff. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has had lots of problems in the last year. Do you support a Citizens Oversight Commission for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department?
No, I do not.
Why not?
Well, I don't think it will work. And I think it's a waste of resources, really.
Okay. Then what other, I guess I should say, what type of oversight then would you want for the Sheriff's Department?
Well, I don't support a citizen oversight committee for the LA County Sheriff's Department. And this is the responsibility of the LA County Board of Supervisors. And the role of the supervisor should require the sheriff to report, for example, to, you know, perhaps a monthly board meeting or at any time the supervisors deem necessary. I don't believe an oversight committee will work and would be a waste of resources. I would support legislation that would make county sheriffs less autonomous and more accountable to the board and to communities in which they serve, uphold, and make safe.
Okay. I think, though, the point of having an independently elected sheriff is to then make sure that he can't be held accountable by the board.
Right, but I would support legislation, perhaps.
So are you saying you support legislation? Let me ask a clarification question, and then you can say what you'd like. Would you then, is that supporting legislation then that would make the sheriff not publicly elected?
No, I think that the sheriff continues to be publicly elected.
Okay.
But just because you're publicly elected, like if I were to be elected, I mean, I would expect that somebody would be looking to see that, you know, I'm not going rogue or, you know, spending money frivolously and that there would be some, you know, recourse.
But generally public officials are held accountable by the people and not another governmental body.
I understand that. But I mean, look what's happened in the past. And, I'm an optimist. I like to think, that things are going to get better. And if the right man is elected, the right gentleman is running, if there was a woman running for sheriff, I think she would do just as well, too. But in this case, all men that are running for sheriff, if the right guy is elected, that the problems will go away. I think that the public demands that. That's what has to happen.
If you're an optimist, and I just have to ask this because you just sort of contradicted yourself. You said you're an optimist, but at the same time you said you don't believe in the Citizens Oversight Commission's going to work.
No, I don't think it's going to work, and maybe I am contradicting myself, but, is it working now?
We don't currently have a Citizens Oversight Commission.
I understand that, but we have a...
There's an inspector general.
Yes, we have an inspector general, and it's like, doesn't really have the power to do anything. It's he can report on what's going on. He can go to the jails and see if things are improving. He can, make proposals, and it's a very, it's not an easy answer. It's not a very cut and dry, Max. You have to have some faith. I just don't think that a Citizens Oversight Commission is the way to do it.
Would you then increase the power of the, because you said an inspector general doesn't have, you don't believe he's got enough power, would you then increase the amount of power the inspector general has?
Perhaps, yeah, sure. I mean, if that's what it takes, but I think that I'm an optimist in terms of, I think that the sheriff has to be the one that makes those changes. I think he has to be the leader and make it happen.
Okay, and continuing on now with the Sheriff's Department, would you support building a new jail facility?
I don't support building a new jail facility.
Does that mean you don't supporting adding, you, would you, I guess I should say, that's for adding capacity, right? You do not support adding capacity, correct?
Well, I think it's irresponsible to tear down a jail and build a new one.
Okay, so you wouldn't even want a new jail built to replace an existing jail?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would support, a healthcare facility that might alleviate some of the overcrowding by treating, perhaps some patients that are having mental illness that are confined in the county jail system. But I don't support building a new jail.
Okay, and moving on now. There are some iconic features of the district, such as the beach and some iconic cities like Beverly Hills. What will you do to make sure that these iconic places are not destroyed or taken advantage of by corporations or government agencies?
Max, I think every community in the 3rd District is unique, and they all offer important identifying features that must not be destroyed or taken advantage of by government agencies or corporations. We need a balanced approach to growth and infrastructure.
Do you have a plan to make sure that they don't get taken over by or destroyed by or taken advantage of by corporations or government agencies?
Well, I mean, can you give me an example of what you think, what would a government...
As I told another candidate, this question was left broad intentionally.
I don't envision that happening. I don't think that, government agencies, as far as I'm aware, don't destroy communities.
Okay. And moving on now, and continuing along the same lines, there are also diverse populations, including large homeless and veteran populations. What will you do to help these people achieve better lives in the 3rd District, and what will you do to provide better resources to help and support them?
I think the growing homeless population in Los Angeles County is out of control, particularly in downtown. And I would promote and support any plan for stabilization centers throughout the county which are long overdue, and they should be implemented as soon as possible.
Okay, and what about for the veteran populations?
I mean, you know, homeless is homeless. You know, like, I don't, you know, it seems like you're creating a secondary class of homeless by...
Well, I'm just talking about veterans. I never said homeless veterans. I'm just saying veterans.
Well, what about veterans? I mean, what is it that you, like, well, I don't understand. Can you, what is the difference then?
Well, you could have a homeless person who may or not be veteran, but then you could have a veteran who isn't homeless, who's still in the 3rd District, but needs some sort of help.
Well, I thought you were asking me about the homeless population.
Well, it's a two-part question, Mr. Melendez. You have, I specifically asked, and I will ask it again. There are also diverse populations, including large homeless and veteran populations. What will you do to help these people achieve better lives in the 3rd District, and what will you do to provide resources to help and support them?
Well, I mean, okay, now I'm a little bit more clear about what I misunderstood the question. What I would do is I think you have to make more affordable housing necessary to alleviate the homeless population, the veteran population, and I would support, for example, raising the general leave welfare amount to help offset the disparity between high rent, lack of affordable housing. I think general leave assistance is mandated by the state and paid out from established county funds. I think that would be one way to approach it. LA has a lack of affordable housing, so we need to, we need to find a way to make more affordable housing available, not only to the homeless, but to veterans.
Do you have a plan of figuring out how to do that?
Well, it's a very difficult process. You know, my understanding that homeless shelters are sort of work with government assistance. It's like a combination of public and private, entities coming together to make housing available in terms of the homeless population. Now, for veterans, I mean, most people think that it would be, the logical thing would be to make, like, veterans administration facilities available to veteran population. I know that's kind of like the common or sort of the most frequently mentioned like approach to like finding homes, affordable housing for veterans. And I think that would be a good place to start, looking at the Veterans Administration building, for example, on the west side. Certainly there's got to be some space in there that is not occupied currently that would provide for, affordable housing that's safe. Running water, so on and so forth.
Okay, so for purposes of clarification, you're interested in a public-private partnership.
Well, that, I think, is for most homeless shelters. That's kind of my understanding of how they work. There's got to be those entities that come together to make that affordable housing available.
Okay. And continuing on now along the same lines, what will you do about mental health treatment in the County of Los Angeles to ensure there is a greater and equal access to care?
Well, I think to ensure greater and equal access to mental health treatment and care in the County of Los Angeles, I've referred to the Los Angeles County Medical Health Services White Paper, dated 2014. It's presented by the 2nd Supervisorial District Empowerment Congress Mental Health Committee in 2012. This is a document that I researched. I hope that I've given the right source. I'm quoting here. In order to create a dialogue which envisions a system and is evolved and planned, which holds its provider community to adopted quality assurances, clinical care, cultural competency, and fiscal requirements, assuring consumers that services meet high standards for access, quality, and consumer engagement and empowerment, with an emphasis on achieving outcomes that are meaningful to customers, no matter where they are provided, in order to create a re-envisioned health, mental, Health and Drug and Alcohol Service System.
Okay.
County leadership will need to support a clear vision which places the county care center on improved health and mental health outcomes within reasonable cost. And again, this is information that I pulled from the Mental Health Services White Paper 2014, presented by the 2nd Supervisorial District Empowerment Congress Mental Health Committee in 2012.
Okay. And I have two more questions, one of which is, do you support adding more seats to the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors?
I would support the will of the people in LA County. If voters want to create, for example, a new district or districts and or add additional supervisors to the current districts, I would totally support that.
Okay. And moving on to my last line of questioning about Metro, as a Los Angeles County supervisor, you would get to sit on the Metro Board of Directors. Currently, there are two contested projects, one the Green Line and the other the Purple Line. The Green Line is under heavy criticism because it does not extend all the way to the airport, and there are no plans, at least at the present time, to bring it into the airport. What is your position about this issue?
Well, I'm as disappointed as anybody else that there's no light rail that goes directly to the airport, at least LAX. I think a responsible vision for mass transit in Los Angeles County must include light rail service to LAX airports. I mean, that's
so you would want to bring in rail tracks into the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think we can do that from the existing Green Line via aviation to Century, or we could extend the Culver City Station, Washington Boulevard to Culver Boulevard to Lincoln, or from Venice Boulevard to Lincoln Boulevard.
Okay, and
I think there's a couple options there with the Culver City Station.
Okay. And the Purple Line is under the microscope because it is currently slated to run underneath Beverly Hills High School, which is controversial because of the old oil wells underneath it. There's a less expensive alternative running it north under Santa Monica Boulevard. Which Purple Line alignment do you support, the northern alignment under Santa Monica Boulevard or the southern alignment under Beverly Hills High School?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that, the residents don't want the rail to go underneath the high school, which I understand is that's the southerly charted area. And I think the responsible thing is to do what the community wants. And if the MTA wants to bring new riders on to the train, they should perhaps listen to what the community is requesting that they do. And I think it goes without saying they should just build down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay. And
it's basically going to the same place. It's, my understanding is going to go, it's service like Century City, and it's just it's less than a mile apart from one another, maybe 2 miles. I don't understand what the theory or what the thought process is of why they would have to go underground underneath the high school versus going underground, and perhaps it's public works issue. I don't really know. I know it's a very complex task to build a tunnel like that, but I think it's important to the MTA listen to what the communities want.
Okay, and a final question, do you believe more work needs to be done on the 405? Yes or no?
Freeways, yes, of course. I mean, the freeways could always be improved.
Okay.
Within reason, I think there's talks about generating some experimental tolls, and I think if that money is, benchmarked for stormwater issues.
I have to stop you, Mr. Melendez, because we're out of time and you're deviating from the question, but I thank you for that, and thank you very much for joining me in the hot seat today. It was a pleasure. The Hot Seat After Hours starts right now. You can email me at the hot seat inbox at thehotseatwithmaxschwartz@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at MaxSchwartzTV. You can also read and follow my blog at maxschwartztv.blogspot.com. You can subscribe to the Hot Seat's newsletter by clicking on the link on our page. Go to annenbergradio.org/podcast and click on the link underneath the Hot Seat description and enter your email address. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join me next time with Sheriff Candidate Jim McDonnell.